You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday, 10:35 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. The rain is coming off and on, folks, so please be safe out there while you're driving. And if you do see something out, you can let us know here, 850-437-1620. Or if you want to hop on into the conversation this morning, it's Friday. It's 10:35. That means it's Frisky Friday. And so our friend Elle Banton is here from Pensacola Humane Society. Good morning, Elle.
Good morning.
And guess what? Friend, she brought Mrs. Pancakes today. Mrs. Pancakes is the most precious pit bull mix I see.
Yeah, some kind of mix, definitely.
So always we say something, some kind of somewhat mix, but she is having a blast in studio. Just welcomed herself right on in, and she is waiting for you to welcome her into your home. I will tell you, we've had a lot of dogs and a lot of animals come in. Some are timid, some are super friendly, some are jumpy, some just, you know, hide under the table. She is a very well-balanced dog. She's got her little toy here she's carrying around. She's in good spirits. She comes over, says hello, and then makes her rounds. So she has a little unique story. Why don't you share a little bit more about where Mrs. Pancakes was found?
Yeah, one of our volunteers was walking back to their car at the shelter, and Mrs. Pancakes was just wandering around in the parking lot. So we don't know if she wandered up on her own, if somebody unfortunately dumped her. She did look like she had puppies, so we tried to, like, follow her, you know, hoping she'd lead us puppies. She didn't lead us to any puppies. We did a stray hold. No one claimed her. Now she's just all spayed and ready to go home and needs a family now.
Yeah, and I will tell you, she definitely would fit right into a family.
Oh, she's ready.
Again, I said before, you know, she is a pit mix, but she did not jump on me.
She's the best manners. She's impeccable. Yeah.
Even she hopped up onto the ottoman in our little waiting area and was just perched there like, hello, everyone. Come pet me. I'm here.
Yeah, well, she won't even give you kisses without permission. Like, but she waits for everything.
Oh, see. And, you know, you don't see that very often. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she did wander over to the Pensacola Humane Society parking lot. They don't know, you know, if she's been dropped off or abandoned. You never know. But she's definitely showing signs of being lovable and wanting to be loved, and she is, I don't know what she's doing over there.
I was scratching her ears and she just like groaned and leaned into it. She said yes please.
I know, I wish somebody would come scratch my ears. 10:37 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Pensacola Humane Society comes and gives us an update every other week, what's going on at the shelter, how many animals are still in their possession. How many right now do you guys have, dogs and cats combined?
We just have a handful of available animals right now. We have some that are still waiting to be spayed and neutered. We just did a transfer from Escambia County Animal Shelter, actually, and we pulled 10 dogs from there to help with some space issues, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, I know they've had a bit of some overwhelming circumstances across the board at the shelter, especially with a kitten season happening.
Oh,
and
gosh.
You know, there's just been, it's been, I don't want to say a burden, but it is.
It's
really
a lot.
Does.
It's they call it Mount Kitten in the animal shelter world because it is. It's a mountain.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, that makes you just think, like, hey, you know, spaying and neutering your dogs and cats is good for them. It's healthy for them. It's healthy for our environment. It's better for their lifestyle. And it's better later on. You don't have a headache where I see pictures of people like, yeah, there I have 10 cats in my backyard. Why do you do that?
Like, and accidents always happen.
Exactly. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yes.
So, you know, the big topic has been lately with this weather system moving in. We've already seen the movement in the Gulf, in the Atlantic, and we know that hurricane season is upon us. So I want to talk a little bit today about hurricanes, preparedness. We always think about, you know, having enough water, getting gas in your car for your generator, you know, having enough food, bringing things down. But what about the animals? So what do you guys recommend are some just simple steps in taking to make sure that not only if your animal is scared of the storm, they're safe, but also mm-hmm. post-storm having enough supplies or space for the dogs and cats to roam around in?
Yeah, so basically it's pretty much the same as people. You just got to add that number plus one. So you want to make sure that your dog is always going to have fresh drinking water, fresh food. You want to make sure your dog or your cat, so sorry, is microchipped. Same as yes. always. Storms are terrifying. Your baby might never run away, but if your roof comes off in a storm or like big crash of thunder while your dog is out in the yard, they're going to go find somewhere safe to hide, and the quickest way to get them back is if you have them microchipped. And then just making sure in your own personal like preparation binder, you have a page just for them. So all their medical records, you have a current picture of them, and just all those numbers and information that you need if you do have to travel or they get lost or something.
Yes. There's just things you don't think about, you know, and so you mentioned the water thing, and that was something that kind of I started thinking about today. How much water do we have in the house? Wait a second. How much water does the dog have too? Because you don't want to just not give your dog water. You want to have enough for everybody. Yeah. So if you have one dog, have enough for that dog for up to like 7 to 10 days sometimes.
Yeah. I usually keep like an extra case in my house per animal. So I have 2 dogs and 2 cats. So I keep an extra 4 cases just for them.
There just to go. Be safe. Okay, on the safe side, I love that. And food as well. Go yes. get that dry food, maybe some wet food, you know, and if you usually do like refrigerated food for your animals, make sure that you have a place to keep it, you know, cool so it doesn't go rancid.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't like that. Or get some dry food, you know, for a few
emergencies.
Days.
It's, yeah, their tummies might be upset, but better they're fed than not.
Yeah, and then you think of like the other thing, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Elle Banton from the Pensacola Humane Society. It's Frisky Friday. Mrs. Pancakes is in the house. She's hanging out under the studio table playing with her little toy, just being so precious. And there are a lot of animals looking for a home, and although we're tracking this storm system, we're realizing that it's hurricane season. There are still animals waiting for a forever home with you. But one of the other things I was thinking about, too, was post-storm. We saw with Sally, which was a huge learning opportunity. I believe everything in life is a learning opportunity. You know, we saw that you don't know if there's going to be a part of your fence that goes down, right? Mm-hmm. So don't just let the dogs out or your cats. Maybe you have one of those like really cool outdoor cats that walks out and comes back in. I don't know many of them. I had one
cats
growing up.
Cats are roamers. Yeah.
They're also unpredictable. I mean, animals in general are. Mm-hmm. You know, they see something, they smell something, they see another animal. So kind of doing that perimeter safety check, I guess you can say.
Yeah, definitely. Because you from across the yard might not see the hole in the fence, but you better believe your dog's going to find it.
Right. Exactly. Or if maybe like you never know, you see sometimes there's like erosion that happens.
Yeah.
And so they can just squeeze right under the fence, especially those little dogs. And little dogs can tend to be, you know, wanderers and then come back. But having them microchipped for the future is just better all
definitely.
Around.
100%.
What kind of safety precautions is the shelter taking to prepare just even for this weekend? Like making sure like the dogs are all, you know, safe, or, you know, having somebody there in case like the dogs, like, do they flip out, like anything like that? Because I know dogs and cats in particular, thunder and lightning freaks them out sometimes.
Definitely. Oh, and it gets loud. We always make sure that we have an evacuation route planned. So our big transfer bus is always gassed up. The generator's running properly. We do have staff that live closer by that opt to come in so that people that have to drive longer in storms don't have to. And we just make sure we have plenty of food on hand.
All those things are something that, you know, we just don't think about. And so also, you know, I do want to talk about, we're about to take a little bit of a break. But when we come back, I kind of want to talk about like if there's anything volunteers can do or people can do, or you know, I do have a question about like doggy day out and little things like that. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Elle Banton is here from Pensacola Humane Society. If you have a question, chime on in, 850-437-1620. You know, we're watching this system moving. We have the radar on right now, but if you do want to track the system, please stay tuned to News Radio 92.3 or AM 1620 for updates. We're going to have live coverage for the most part, as much as we can. We're going to have people here to update you and just, you know, getting you safe on the roads and making sure that, you know, we have that storm coverage. So if you want those live updates, please stay tuned here to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about volunteer opportunities and how we can help these animals, especially during hurricane season. Don't go anywhere.
There are so many things in today's world fighting for your attention. As a business owner, how are you breaking through all the clutter and telling your business's unique story? Cue happy music. At ADX Digital, we are your online storytellers. We help bring brands just like yours to life. We help place your company's message into the devices and inboxes of your ideal customers through strategic and measurable marketing efforts. Yes, that's possible. And no, you don't have to figure it out alone.
Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director at ADX Digital. Myself and our team at ADX Digital would like to be your business partner when it comes to all things digital marketing. From social media, retargeting your website visitors, Google AdWords, OTT, and CTV, geofencing, Amazon Premium, and so much more. We can help you understand all these things and help you determine which of these opportunities will achieve your goals. Contact me today and let's get to know each other over the phone or even in person at your office or at our radio station. Visit adxdigitalmarketing.com to learn more.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line is brought to you in part by Blue Sky Landscaping, Pensacola Hardware, and Barnes Feed Store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Checkapro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checkapro radio show every Saturday at 1 p.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more attic insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 850-446-8525. That's 850-446-8525.
Fox News every 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime.
An unexpected reversal.
With more relaxing of pandemic restrictions around the U.S., economists were expecting the number of new unemployment claims to drift closer to what we were seeing before last year's lockdowns. Last week, though, there were 412,000 new claims for unemployment benefits, an increase of 37,000.
Pensacola's all-day news station. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Bar. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. Elle Banton is here from the Pensacola Humane Society. It's Frisky Friday. Mrs. Pancakes is here. She's just being her cutest self running around studio. She's a puppy. She's a puppy at heart. And she's looking for her home. Hey, in just a moment, I want to ask Elle about bell. Hey.
That's cute.
LB. Yeah, I see what you,
yeah, see what you did there.
I like that. I want to ask about just volunteer opportunities when it comes to evacuations, doggy day out, those kind of things. But just want to remind you, Bands on the Beach happens every Tuesday night, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. So this upcoming Tuesday, Sandy Roots will be taking the stage. So you can join our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, sample some Mountain Dew Zero or some Mountain Dew Rise. That's from Buffalo Rock Pepsi. So come on down, Bands on the Beach, happening at 7 p.m. Tuesday night. See the full list for the season at newsradio923.com. Again, this is News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. So let's talk about evacuations. You have the Doggy Day Out program, mm-hmm. and the foster program. So what happens, like, in a storm where a family has to evacuate? Are they able to take the animals with them?
Yeah, we had quite a few families that were fostering, or emergency fosters for Sally, actually. And all they had to do was they sent us a text message. They sent however they could get in contact with us. And they said, this is who I have, this is where I'm going, and we'll keep you up to date. And we make sure that when you pick up your foster, we give you all of their medical records. So if an emergency like that does happen, you're able to provide proof that everyone is healthy and taken care of.
Okay. Yeah, so, 'cause I just started to wonder, you know, what happens, like, you have this surplus of animals, and a lot of the volunteers and everyone who works at Pensacola Humane Society has animals of their own.
Exactly.
So when it comes to being safe across the board, you know, you might want to consider becoming, you know, either a volunteer or a foster for these animals. And you don't have to take all of them.
No,
just one.
And even if you do sign up to foster, you can sign up just to emergency foster so that you know I can only, like, if something crazy happens, I can only do it then, and we'll only contact you for that.
So, okay. Yeah. Where do they go to sign up to do something like that?
PensacolaHumane.org, and then you click on the foster tab, and there's a big button on the page that says foster application, and you just click that, submit your info, super easy. We have a quick little training video. We make it nice and easy to get on board.
Okay, excellent. And like you mentioned before, if you do have to evacuate, like, out of state, and you just keep driving as far as you can to find a hotel, so sometimes that's the hardest part, you can take your foster pet with you.
And we provide you with food, litter, carriers, kennels, whatever you need to make sure that your foster animal is the easiest thing in your evacuation plan.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're talking pet safety, pet care. It's Friday. We're getting frisky. And we want to keep all of our furry friends safe throughout hurricane season. We know that this is just the first storm of many, although it's not a hurricane. And, you know, we don't encourage panicking. We encourage being prepared. And so a part of it is our pets. You like all that peas that I just
see,
did there? but, you know, we want to think too, like, you know, how to be one step ahead. We can't.
You don't want to be caught unprepared, especially not with natural disasters.
Right.
It's terrifying.
And please, 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 I beg you, and I'm sure that Elle will reiterate this. She'll have my back. Do not leave your pets behind.
Oh, please don't. I know you feel like you don't have a choice, but or like you won't be able to care for them, but there are options set up for you when you're evacuating and in disasters that will help you out.
Okay. That's a good reminder, because sometimes you see it and you're like, you did have an option. I mean, they're part of your family. You know, they're members.
They depend on you for everything.
Exactly. They can't speak for themselves, and emergency workers won't know if there is an animal in there alone. They might assume somebody's in there with the barking dog, and it's just, you know, they're sleeping or they're happy, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just another aspect of keeping your pets safe and keeping everyone safe, because also it keeps, you know, our emergency responders safe too, because if they go into a situation and the dog is left behind, the dog is scared, you just don't know what the outcome will be as well. So,
and if getting emergency supplies is hard for you, we do have a pet resource center at 817 Beverly Parkway. They have a pet supply pantry. They have supplies to help keep your pet safe. So you can always stop by and see them. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4.
Excellent. And again, what was that address?
817 Beverly Parkway.
All right. And so that's just another reminder that we have so many excellent resources in Escambia County, not only for people, but for pets.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned a lot from Sally, and so we're going to continue to learn. We're going to take these opportunities and say, hey, yeah, this might be just a minor storm. It's not going to just, you know, be a big one. We're not going to like freak out, but we're going to just take step by step and taking those precautions, and that includes our animals. I'm Jenna Barr. This is Elle Banton with me from Pensacola Humane Society. The other thing we've talked about in the past is the animals in stress with the storms. So are there little tips in keeping your animals calm during a storm?
Definitely. Thunder jackets are a big thing. They sell them for dogs and cats, but they're like really tight vests and just that soothing pressure, just like in people. I like to turn my TV up as loud as I can so it masks the sound of the storm, because my dogs hate the sound of thunder. My dogs love to be under the blankets when it's storming, so that helps making sure they have a nice, quiet, dark space. You can try diffusers, and if none of that works and your pet is just absolutely distressed, you can always talk to your vet about some extra help.
Yes. Sometimes you need it. There are some high-strung animals out there, just like people.
And we feel helpless and frustrated when they're upset, and sometimes we all just need a little extra help.
Yeah, and sometimes they can sense your stress, and they're responding to that. Definitely. So that's another thing. If you stay calm, most likely your dog will stay calm too. Mm-hmm. And so once you've prepared and you're safe and you hunker down, you know, maybe adjust your dog bed close to your bed so they can sleep near you. They'll feel a little bit more, you know, just they'll feel safer and more calm and a little bit more secure. So there's little tips. We want to help everybody out during this storm season. Yes, it's June 18th. Yes, it's just the beginning. But we have your backs here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. You can tune into us for storm coverage around the clock. We are here for you. So don't forget that. I do want to wrap up with just a couple of reminders. Let's take a quick break. Again, I'm Jenna Barr, and you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is your sheriff's office, and together we strive to keep our community safe. I'm Sheriff Chip Simmons, and one of the easiest things that you can do to prevent a crime is to lock your doors and keep it yours. You can form a neighborhood watch by joining our Neighborhood Watch program, or get involved with your sheriff's office by signing up for our Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. For more information about safety tips or programs we provide, visit our website at escambiaso.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Hi, I'm Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Anna Lee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tuesdays at 10 on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tuesday nights in the summer are reserved for Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7, there's a new band at the Gulfside Pavilion playing live music just for you. This Tuesday night, it's the Sandy Roots Band playing reggae, funk, and rock and roll at Bands on the Beach. Bring a blanket and a lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. Stop by the Cat Country Tent and sample something delicious from Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Elle Banton is here from Pensacola Humane Society, just reminding you to keep your pets safe, keep them secure during this storm season, and also remind you, Mrs. Pancakes, who's been hanging out with us today as precious as ever, is up for adoption very shortly. She is getting some treatment right now, but she is spayed and ready to go home with some family members.
Yeah, and you can see her adorable pictures at pensacolahumane.org under the Adopt tab.
Excellent. And I just want to remind everybody again, if you have any questions or you're just considering being in an emergency foster puppy parent, or cat,
everything,
go online, PensacolaHumane.org. You can click on the foster tab and get some more information for that. Elle, thank you for coming in. Mrs. Pancakes, thanks for hanging out with me. Friends, stay tuned to News Radio throughout this storm for more coverage. We'll see you soon.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola. It's 11 o'clock.